Krishna, are we Hindus or are we not Hindus? I've just given this to Gosti on that this morning here in New Rajadam, and I gave a similar one earlier on in Budapest. Reason being is that it's a question that comes up amongst devotees. It's a controversial issue that when not properly dealt with and answered, especially to the outside world, causes problems for our preaching and our own identity. I don't think I need to re-emphasize or explain what Hinduism really is and why Hinduism isn't really one religion. Everyone knows the historical context of invaders to India who referred to those living on the other side of the Indus River as the Hindus. And that may have not been an issue just because they called us Hindus, but actually the identity stuck because the people on the other side of the Hindus started to get convinced that they were Hindus. Up until then, they weren't Hindus. Up until then, they continued to exist. They had different religions, but in principle, they were following Sanatan Dharma, which means that India was following the Varnashram cultural system. At least that was their social structure. And to this day, as many or more religions exist under the Hindu banner that are referred to by the rest of the outside world as Hindus, because now that Indians accepted that they were Hindus, so that's how they present themselves to the rest of the world. And that's where the issue comes in. That's where the difficulty comes. It's very clear from Srila Prabhupada's preaching that because Hinduism refers to a geographical identity, population that lives in India, therefore referring to us as Hindus doesn't really define what our religious status is. In fact, it doesn't really define any Hindus' religious standing. On the other hand, because all of those people who live in India and practice different types of religions do come under the heritage of Hinduism, therefore, in that sense, as far as the rest of the world are concerned, they are all Hindus. And when we're trying to preach, in some way we have to be relevant to people. We cannot be irrelevant to people. When you're talking to well-educated, informed academics, or having a conversation where people want to know what the real relevance of Vaishnavism is to Hinduism and what the connection is, then you have lots of time in order to explain just exactly what Krishna consciousness is and what Hinduism is. But when people aren't interested in such a long discussion, but they're wanting to have a very simple and clear answer to a question, are you Hindus or not? And when we're also presenting ourselves to a audience who is not well-versed and doesn't understand things, then in order to be relevant, we have to clearly explain that, yes, we're Hindus, because to them, that's what it means. To say that we're not Hindus becomes extremely confusing to them. It's not confusing to us. It's very clear to us. So certainly we are Vaishnavas, and I don't need to defend that role anymore. But to what people think Hinduism is, and who don't have time to be educated, then we just need to be able to relate to them, as Prabhupada also did. We're not the only ones. Prabhupada also used that term. Prabhupada very clearly spoke to us about the difference between Vaishnavism and Hinduism, but at the same time, he also spoke very strongly, he also identified with Hinduism. Sometimes the sort of balance or explanation has been there is that we're Hindu by culture and we're Vaishnav by religion. I personally don't buy that. We're Vaishnav by religion and by culture. But Vaishnavism originates from, at least in this, in the worldly sense, it originates from India. It's part of what people consider to be a part of Hinduism, which they see as one of the world religions. So when we're talking about preaching and we're talking about interacting with other religious leaders, then world religions are Christianity, and there are many branches of Christianity, Buddhism, Judaism, Islam, and Hinduism. And to tell people who are not informed that we're not Hindus means we're not a religion. That's the way they take it. And therefore, we need to keep in mind that this is what preaching means. We do the same thing. We say that we are part of the Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did adopt the Brahma Sampradaya because Shastra says that unless you're in one of these four Sampradayas, you're an upper Sampradaya. For us to be part of Brahma's lineage is not ornament. For us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is much more important than Brahma. But most people don't know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Most people won't accept that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We don't have the time and opportunity to get into that discussion. So when we're asked, what is your Sampradaya? We say we're Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. We are in the Brahma and Madhava Sampradaya. Don't start qualifying that or making other types of statements. People want a simple answer, we give them a simple answer. When they want to discuss the details of that and how that takes place, then we can explain. So my personal experience with this Hinduism is quite extensive. Having preached in England for many years, where there's a huge Indian population, I have to admit that I've made mistakes in this regard. Not that I have a clear record, but I've learned both how to explain things to others and explain things to devotees at the same time. I adjust it. I don't believe that I'm a traitor or that I sold out to the cause of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. I believe I'm doing what's necessary in order to preach and exist. So whenever ISKCON and wherever ISKCON is in difficulty, who do we go to? Who do we go to for help? We go to the Hindus. We go to India. Are we Indians? Are we Hindus? You can't be Hindus when there's problems and not be Hindus when everything's going well. We have to be consistent. The example I want to give is that 20-odd years ago, I was invited to be part of a international religious leaders committee, which is quite prestigious, connected with the European Parliament, EU, and even the UN. And it's taken 20 years for that committee to accept me, because even though I've had supporters there who have worked like anything for me to get that position, but because so many of those members have run across devotees who are adamantly and insist that we have nothing to do with Hinduism and we're not Hindus, so of course the problem is, well, why should Sri Ram Swami be representing Hinduism? Because that's my position there. Although I'm very clearly stated as being a Hindu in the Vaishnava tradition. So why? How can Sri Ram Swami be there representing Hinduism when his organization denies being Hindus? Finally, that actually happened, and now I'm able to be there and represent our teachings and everything under a banner that these other people very clearly understand of Hinduism. They relate to Hindus, but they see me. I'm there in my tilak and dhoti and, of course, everything else, and I preach Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and that's my interaction. So, what's in a name? Especially when people have a different understanding of that name than we do. So that's what I've been sort of explaining to the devotees here. It's something that I try to do in my travels when this question comes up, and it does come up. And that's it for today. Hare Krishna.